Rex. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. Go. 7:41. Brack Hunter.
How the hell are you?
How the hell are you? Good to see you. Welcome to it. Anyway, I digress. We got to get to it. It is time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Township. Hiring now. If you want to grow with an amazing team that is growing. Specialite, they're there for you, and they're right here in Southwest Michigan. Mm-hmm. Halloween is right around the corner, Hunter, which means
literally
candy everywhere. Kiki made the mistake of buying some bags of candy for the golf outing this this Saturday. And, of course, I was like, well, look, I'm just going to have a couple. And we've already gone through, like, a bag and a half. Like, it's
sweet.
Terrible.
You got all the good candy. Appreciate it. Now everybody's going to get crap candy at the outing. No, you don't touch that candy, Brock. That's why she should have bought it Saturday morning on the way to the outing.
I think we might have to because I've eaten a lot of that candy. But it's all been good stuff. However, today we are going to talk about the worst Halloween candy. That's right. Mm-hmm. What is the worst Halloween candy? I got this right here, black licorice. If some house gives me black licorice, you're getting teepeed. You're getting a flaming bag of dog poo on your doorstep.
Because
black licorice is the worst.
Not the worst. No, it's not the worst.
You
I'm
can't
sorry.
Tell
there's
me there's
people that like. There's people out there that really like black licorice.
Yeah.
It's offensive.
Yeah. It's terrible, terrible people like black licorice. It's garbage.
I like Good and Plenty's. What's wrong with Good and Plenty's?
What the F is wrong with you? You know,
dude,
just
it's better than candy corn. You're going to say it's worse than candy corn.
It is worse than candy corn. I'm going to disagree with you wholeheartedly on this. Yes, candy corn is terrible, but black licorice is the worst.
I don't know. I think if we took a poll on this one, I think candy corn is going to beat it out. They hardly wrap candy corn anymore.
I don't think they do.
Like
it just comes in a Ziploc bag, doesn't it?
No, it comes in a handful. That's what it comes. Like the guy reaches his hand into a bin. Like, here you go, and he throws it at you.
He doesn't even hand it to you. He throws the candy corn at you.
No.
Here's your
it's
damn candy
bad.
Corn. Look, I'm right there with you. Candy corn is gross. It's just some weird wax thing.
Yeah, mushy wax. I don't even know what it is.
But
what is it supposed to taste like?
I honestly don't know. Just like sugar wax? But I still think.
Wax.
Gun to your head, black licorice is going to taste worse. It's going to.
No. No, dude. Black licorice isn't that bad.
Yes, it is. It's terrible. What is the flavor
like,
of black licorice? What
do
is
you
the
like,
flavor?
Oh, it's just its own entity, dude. It's black licorice. The black plague. It'll give you the black lung. So do you like strawberry licorice or whatever it is?
Oh, cherry, absolutely. Whatever? Absolutely.
But you don't like the black.
No. Licorice, here, huh? What is the flavor of black licorice? This is what popped up. When we eat, we use both senses of taste and smell to detect flavor. Taste includes sweet, bitter, salty, and sour. When we bite into a piece of licorice, we taste glycyrrhizin, a natural sweetener in licorice root, which can taste to some like saccharin, an artificial sweetener. So basically, it tastes like artificial sweetener. Like it's a root. Black licorice is just the that's horrible. That's
gross. I'll tell you what it tastes like. I'll tell you what it tastes like. It tastes like Jägermeister. That's a good answer.
There. That's the end of the argument. When have you ever taken just a sip of Jägermeister and been like, delicious?
I don't know. I kind of like it.
Oh, shut the hell up.
I really do, though.
You're just saying that for the sake of the argument. No. No
Dude,
way.
Dude, I will. Fireball came around. I know it's terrible for me, guys. Don't ever drink any of these things because they're terrible. But, see me with a Fireball because Fireball came around. Jaeger was the OG, dude.
You're telling me you did straight Jaeger. You didn't do Jaeger Bob's. You just did straight Jaeger.
Sometimes.
You're full. Yeah, and did you ever make the face of like, oh, this is delicious? No, you made a grimace because it tasted horrible.
The first one, maybe. But once you get it in you.
Yeah, once you get used to that horrible flavor, when you're drunk enough, it doesn't taste bad. So, okay, I'll give you that. When I'm hammered drunk.
Here's why I think I like the Jaeger, though, is because there's a lot of German heritage in our family. So it would always be passed around at, like, family gatherings and whatnot.
You're just justifying horrible flavored things. That's all you're doing.
Shut up.
Oh, no, it's because of my heritage. That's why I like, no. Then your ancestors suck because if they like Jägermeister, I don't trust them, not one bit.
Well, regardless, candy corn's worse, so deal with it.
I disagree. All right, we're going to take a break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What is the worst Halloween candy? We'll have your answers when we come back. Stick around.
Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All right, here we go. Good morning. 752, Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
Your topic of the day, of course, as always, brought to you by Specialite in Decatur in Benton Township. What is the worst Halloween candy to get? We got some great answers on Facebook. Now, this doesn't technically count as candy, but Derek said toothbrush and toothpaste. Is it that one house?
I think I might have gotten that in a trick-or-treat bag at one point in my life.
When you were a kid and you got that, you wanted to burn that house down. Just wanted to burn it to the ground.
Who are you?
What's wrong with you?
Devil.
Sherry said circus peanuts. Ooh, that's right up there with Peeps. You know, the little orange, styrofoam circus peanuts? Which I do think are better than Peeps, though. They're right in the same line, but
can't you still get them in like you get the two packages for a dollar at the gas station? You can get like the peach rings, or you can get like marshmallow peanuts or something?
I wouldn't even call them marshmallow, really. I mean, maybe they are. It's some weird gelatinous blob in the shape of a peanut.
A peanut, yeah. But, it's weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
I think my dad used to eat those.
God, it does seem into it. It screams 1940s.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? How about like those old black and orange candies that didn't even have a name? They were just wrapped up in black and orange packaging.
Don commented on those orange and black candies. I don't know what you're talking. What are those?
I would love to tell you, but they didn't even have a name. They were so bad.
Orange and black candies. Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They come in those little individual like wax paper wrappers.
Right.
Yeah. Terrible. Yeah. Yeah. Those were
just handfuls of those things because nobody liked them. They were always left over from last year's Halloween, so people just kept passing them around.
It was like a toffee, I think, wasn't it? Like a caramel toffee, something like that.
No, dude.
Yeah, those are garbage.
Confirmed though from every kid around me growing up that those are the worst candies.
Pretty sure they were homemade too. You get them like, man, I don't want homemade candies.
Is there a name on them?
Not that I saw. I just looked up orange and black candies. What are they called? Peanut butter kisses. No.
Peanut butter. No.
Well, wait. The city of High Point, North Carolina takes Halloween. So the city recently posted a ban on candies known as peanut butter kisses, black and orange. Yeah. No, the peanut butter kisses is what that is called.
By who? Nobody wants to put their name on that candy. That's for sure.
By Maud. She makes them in her basement.
Terrible. So let's put this message out there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, out there. If you got that bowl, right?
Yep.
Candy corn, the black and orange, what do you, the peanut butter kisses? God, nobody even knows what they're called. Black licorice, even though I'm not opposed to black licorice, but a lot of people don't like it. Take them out. Yeah. Take them out of the bowl this year. Yeah. It's bad enough. 2020 is bad enough.
Yeah, just come
take
on.
Take that crap out of there.
Pony up for some full-size Snickers and M&Ms and everything like that. Don't go cheap this year. It's been a rough year.
It's been a rough year. You don't have to go full-size.
No, full-size candy.
Kit Kats,
full-size or lighting a bag of dog doo-doo on your doorstep. Let's see. Kip said little bags of popcorn. I can agree with that. That's kind of cheap. Now, if it's like the kettle corn, like, okay, I could get, like, caramel-covered corn, you know, like caramel corn. I could maybe get on board with that. But if you're giving me just regular popcorn, I hate you.
Right. Yeah, and if you're wrapping up little goodie bags full of cheap stuff like popcorn and stuff that nobody wants, just turn your lights off and stay inside and watch TV. Nobody wants your bags of popcorn, Grandma.
Ben had a good one, the Necco wafers or Necco wafers. Remember those?
Those scream 1940s as well.
Rebecca had an interesting one. She said bazooka gum. Did you care if you got gum? It always kind of pissed me off a little bit because, like, I like gum, but it's like it's not really candy in my mind.
It's kind of weird. It's different. I think we always used to get those bazooka. That's the one with the little comics in it.
Yeah. Yep.
The bazookas. Yeah, you used to get those in Easter a lot of Easter eggs. But yeah, you're right. You would get those bazookas, and they would always be in the bag. You'd eat all the good stuff, and the stuff left over were, because you didn't get like one or two bazookas. It was always like you get like 1,000 of them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you get that jar of Bazooka Joe gum.
Yeah, I'd take it over some candy corn.
Oh, for sure. Jennifer said sweet tarts. I strongly disagree. Sweet tarts are dope, yo.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
God, I love sweet tarts. Even though they almost killed me once. It's crazy.
This is the worst show topic for a diabetic. Why are we talking about this?
Is your sugar spiking right now? This is
it. Is just talking about it. I can feel it.
Just a couple more. Randy said Smarties. Not the worst, but not the best. I think that's kind of middle of the pack. Yeah. What you do is you crush those up and snort them. That's what you do.
Would you just kind of like pop it in half, the Smarties, and just put them all in your mouth?
Well, what I used to do is I used to, I'd suck on them. Like, you know, you kind of got to, like whittle them down almost.
Weirdo.
I don't know. That's what I used to do. Is that weird? Anybody else suck on them? No?
No, okay. We can all chew them.
We'll end with Brandon. Shut up. You don't know. Brandon said the worst Halloween candy you can get, raisins.
Oh, yeah.
You remember those little
raisins?
Those little suntime raisins, those little boxes. Like, oh, here you go. Oh. Thanks, you old bag. That's it.
You can never get that bottom raisin out
never.
Either, too.
Those never, dude, they were
stuck on the bottom.
They were just a blob. Like, they all just molded together at one point.
Yeah, they're right.
And that doesn't count.
Stick your finger
don't
in
try
there
and tell me
up.
That. Oh, no, raisins are the candy of the fruit world. Shut the hell up. It's gross.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
Dried up grapes.
Yeah, why don't you give me some of that wine? How about that? I'll take that over these raisins, for God's sakes. All right. Well, all right. Everyone take note of these horrible candies. Don't have them out this Halloween, and we'll try and salvage Halloween 2020, all right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go.
We'll be back with more. It's the Plan B Morning Show.